Shalom, everybody. The Gemara in Maseches Baba Metzia Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph discusses a very difficult situation that unfortunately has not only been a theoretical question throughout certain painful times in Jewish history. Unfortunately and painfully, it has been a practical question for many of our ancestors. And the question is this. If two people are walking in the desert and they only have enough water for one person to live, what should they do? The Tana ben Petura says, Mutav sheyishtu shnehem viyamusu, vial yira echad mehem bimisaso shel chavero. Ben Petura says that it's better that the two of them die rather than one see the death of his fellow. If the first person drinks all of the water, the second person will die, chas v'shalom, and you may not do that. So let them both drink, and they both will die. As painful as it is, it's still better than having one live and the other die. That is Ben Petura's opinion. Rabbi Akiva, on the other hand, disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the one holding the water should drink the water, even if that means that he or she will live, and the other person will not live. Why? Rabbi Akiva says, Chayecha kodmin l'chaye chavercha. Your life takes precedent over your friend's life. Your life comes first. And as I mentioned, it's an incredibly painful question with, unfortunately, many practical ramifications. Questions regarding this topic came up in the Holocaust, and unfortunately, it's come up in many generations in Jewish history. It also comes up in questions like voluntary organ donations. It comes up in the Israeli army, such as why is a soldier allowed to risk his life? Why don't we say chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha, etc., etc., etc.? Having said that, Rabbi Akiva brings a proof from our parsha, Parshas Behar, to say chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha. The Torah says, in relation to the isser of lending money with interest, in Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Lamed Hei, if a person becomes impoverished and loses the ability to support themselves, then you must help them survive, and v'chai imach, and you must enable them to survive with you. And how does that show Rabbi Akiva's opinion of chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha? Rav Baruch Halevi Epstein, who died in 1942, explains Rabbi Akiva's proof in the Torah Tamima on this pasuk. Rav Epstein says that when the Torah says v'chai imach, Rabbi Akiva understands that to mean that you must do whatever you can to keep that person alive. But it's v'chai imach. He must live imach. He must live with you. You must be alive too. You must be alive first, and then you can help them live as well. But first, you. Chayecha kodmin. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. What can we learn from the fact that the Torah chose the prohibition of not lending money with interest as the context with which, or within which, to teach us chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha? What message is there for you and for me in this context of not lending money with interest? Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita, a Rav and Talmud Chacham in Williamsburg, New York, suggests the following beautiful idea in the first volume of his Sefer Shemen HaTov. He says that a person who sees a fellow Jew who is in trouble, a person who sees that Jew and lends him or her money with interest, a person like that is completely fine taking advantage of a person who is down and out with bad luck, so to speak. A person like that does not need to hear chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha. Do not worry. That person would never think of sharing their last bottle of water with someone else. That person doesn't need to hear chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha because that person already acts like that. Of course my life is more important than yours. I'm prepared to lend you interest, chas v'shalom. I'm prepared to kick you while you're down, chas v'shalom. I don't need to hear chayecha kodmin l'chayecha vercha. But a person who is sensitive to the plight of others, a person who has money and sees others who are in need and doesn't take advantage of their bad luck, a person who says, take my money and do not pay me with interest, a person like that may very well make a mistake and say we must live together or die together. And as much as that is admirable, and as much as that is commendable, and as much as that is understandable, Rabbi Akiva says, it's the wrong thing to do. I must teach you, says Rabbi Akiva, that that kind of person has to hear, Chayecha kodmin l'chayei chavercha. Have an amazing day, everyone!